Is that what emerges really from this last Gemara is that we have a machloikis. The last Gemara is in Daf Nun Hey Amaral, that we have a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Hanichnas la'eretz ha'ame b'shita teva migdol. Rebbe metama v'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda metar. And the question is, what's the machloikis? We know there was Tumas Eretz Amim 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. What's the hesber in a machloikis tana? If someone enters b'shita teva migdol, he should be tamei or he shouldn't be tamei? And they had four suggestions. Could be they're arguing in the yisoid of Tumas Eretz Amim. Was it Mishum Avir or Mishum Gusha? Is it because they didn't want Yidden to leave Eretz Yisrael? Or is it because they were concerned of real Tuma being a Chutz Laretz? Could be the Machloikis is Shaila and Hilchas Ahalois, and that is Oil Zarek, Shmei Oil, or Loi Shmei Oil. Could be everybody holds that Tumas Eretz Amim was Mishum Avira. And the machlokes only is if somebody enters Eretz Amim, meaning nothing to do with Tumas Meis, in a oifen that's loy shchiach, whether they included a milsud loy shchiach in that takana or not, or it could be as it relates to Tumas Eretz Amim, everybody holds Mishum Gusha, and it could be everybody holds oil zarek, really Ishmei oil, so really you should be protected, and it's just again a shaila and a nuance that we worry Shema Yoytzi Roisha V'Rubai, or we not concerned Shema Yoytzi Roisha V'Rubai. Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out, ordinarily for Tumah, you don't have to be Yoytzi Roisha V'Rubai. If a person sticks his hand over a mace, that would already be enough to be Tumah. But you see from here that as it relates to Eretz Amim, which was only a Tumah Derabanan, you see already a Kula, that the only time you would be Tumah is if you Yoytzi Roisha V'Rubai. That's something that emerges very much from this Gemara. But the bottom line is, four different Eifanim and four different Mahalchim had to understand Pashup Shana the Gemara. Now the truth is, this last Gemara that we learned, Daf Nun Dalam Beis, Daf Nun Hayam Aleph, has two very, very interesting halacha l'maisa components. So I'll mention one very briefly, and the other one will shtel zech on a little bit longer. The first is, it's clear from the sugya that a nazir, or more halacha l'maisa, a kohen, is not allowed to go to Eretz Amim. It's clear. There's no shayla. A kohen can't go to Eretz Amim. It's a shayla if he can go in a sheet of table of migdal. But he definitely can't go into Eretz Amim. So the question is that that you have kohanim yuchasim shayne yidden that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, l'chayre it's kineged a mishnah, a sugya, a gemara. There doesn't seem to be any eitz in the world from 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. There was a takana that a kohen is not allowed to be in chutz laretz. So how are kohanim allowed to be in chutz laretz bizman hazeh? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and this is brought down in Yerideya, it's all in Hilchas Avelos, Simon Shin Samach Tas al eza toma. So the Mechaber brings a whole long list of things, very similar to the Dafin that we've been learning, of what a Koyin is not allowed to come in contact with. I'll just read it really quickly. And a kohen cannot go into Eretz Amim. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Stating that, if you look in the Shach says, "V'chol Eretz Amim pirish b'zman shehoya Eretz Yisrael b'tahira." This halacha was only in Egeya when Eretz Yisrael was b'tahira. Then it was also a kohen leilech me Eretz Yisrael le'Eretz Amim shuchutz laretz shehoyu ha'iv dekeichavim koyvim meisehem b'chol maka mishum gusha. But the Shach says, and here's the point, Bisman Shay Eretz Yisrael B'Tahira. This halacha of a chol Eretz Amim also l'koyin l'tama behem was negeya when Eretz Yisrael was B'Tahira. But now that Eretz Yisrael is B'Tumah, this halacha doesn't apply. The Taz says the same thing. B'chol Eretz Amim zekoy Bisman Shay Tyrus B'Eretz Yisrael. This is true when there was Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael. But when there was no Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael, this halacha wasn't negeya anymore. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, so the Pischei Tshuva brings a Tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. It's in Chelek Aleph Simen Pehe, and then the Shvus Yaakov doubled down again in Chelek Bey Simen Tzadik Ches, and he said, I'll just read to you from the Pischei Tshuva, that the Pischei Tshuva was Chelek on the Shach and the Taz, and he held that this halacha is Nogeya even Bizman Azeh, for who's Al Chazar because of Lahamid Dvarav, and he wrote that second Tshuva in Chelek Beis, Lahamid Dvarav to prove that he's right, Vesayim, and he feared us like this, Halavai Sheyehe Kol Shmaitim Bririn Kedavar Zeh, Halavai, every halacha, every Tshuva I ever wrote should be so clear by me like this Tshuva, the Din Eretz Na'amim Noyek Beinenu Af Bizman Azeh, that the Din of Eretz Na'amim is true even Bizman Azeh, the Loy Kedas the Achreinim held not that way. They based it on a Marshal, and he, in his tshuvas, discussed why he thought that Marshal was not really a mekar to this halacha. And the bottom line is, he's chelik with all the Achreinim. But myself, of course, Puk Chazi Madaber Amo, it's Pashit that the Yidin and Kayanim always lived in Chutz La'aretz. Chaim was a Kayan that lived in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Shaila in the world, but just kedai to know that really Medina de Gemara, it's an open and shut case, it would be a problem. It's Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it's also an open and shut case that it would be a problem. However, the Shach and the Taz already said that it's something that was only Negeya then. Mechaber, from his stimus alosh, it wasn't mashma that way. And the Shvuziak already was chaylik, but avada, there's no shayla in the world that a kohen is allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz. So this is the easier, the simpler halacha l'maaseh that comes out of the last part of this stuff.